This is Rio Pacino for PodTech.net here at NVIDIA's Reality Redefined event in San Jose, California. Now at this event, NVIDIA unveiled its latest technologies, but this event isn't all about unveiling new products. It's also about the games. The company is also hosting its annual GeForce LAN party, where hundreds of gamers have come together, brought their modded PCs, and have gamed on for the past 2 days. These gamers have been participating in a number of individual and team tournaments involving games such as Quake 4, Unreal Tournament, and World of Warcraft. One of those gamers is Chad Dutcher, one of the top gamers out there. His gamer tag is DJ Gookie. I had a chance to sit down with Dutcher and talk to him about the NVIDIA event, as well as his experiences as a gamer.
This is your first LAN party.
This is my first LAN party at GeForce LAN, and it's been like a tremendous experience. So,
I'm assuming you entered a few tournaments.
Yeah, I did. They had a small Intel tournament for the new Intel Core Duo 2 Extreme, and I actually took first place and got me a nice good $1,000 CPU unit. So. Pretty happy about that.
Pretty sweet. So what are your general thoughts on the GeForce LAN party as a whole?
When I stepped in, you know, BYOC, amazing place. All the computers, people have their own mod cases and stuff like that. And then they, you know, the demoings of the announcement of the 8800, which was, you know, a complete shocker. I remember back in the day, we're like, 68? No way. Are you serious? We hear about 88, we're like, oh, no way. Serious? And then it's here. So, yeah.
I mean, what are your thoughts on the 8800 in itself? I mean, it's looking at the demos during the product release. Oh, my God. They just look ridiculously crazy, man.
Yeah. The demos, I don't even know where to start. Geometry rendering lights, how they're actually allocating pixel shading and vertex shading. So, in case the pixel shading needs to be use more of the GPU power than they allocate the power there. What I did like in favor was how the 8800 can now load geometry in like real time as you play or as you're in the game instead of, you know, waiting for load, you're in and you can't go that big of a world. So when I think about it, the 8800 just opened up an actual world for us to play on. I mean, you start in one point, and you go to the mountains, it's going to load the mountains as you go without any problems.
So what are some of the games? What are some of your favorite games?
Some of my favorite games I personally like are the Quake that id makes.
Right.
Like, I can't wait for Quake Wars. I wish it was already here. I'm getting into Battlefield 2142. That's an interesting game. So pretty much the first-person shooters. You know, you got Quake 4, Quake 3, Unreal Tournament. And I actually want to check out the new one that just came out today, Gears of War for the Xbox
360. Yeah, the game looks pretty crazy. Oh, I mean, I haven't had a chance to play it, but you know, from what I've seen on TV and the previews online, it just looks stunning.
Yeah.
What games have you played here?
I played Dota, which is a Warcraft 3 map mod for Warcraft, and Quake 4. I've been playing with Missy. She's Girls of Destruction. She's one of the top female gamers. That's pretty much it. Just been playing a lot of Quake 4 because that's mainly my game. I've been trying to get in some Battlefield, but I hear like, oh, somebody comes up and challenges me to, you know, some Quake 3. I was like, all right, you know, Quake right off the bat. So.
Now, from what I hear, Chad, you're one of the top gamers out there. From what I've been told.
Oh no, I don't know who's telling you that. I don't want nobody coming after me.
No, we were talking about this prior to doing this podcast that you're considering maybe going pro.
Oh,
what's up with that?
Yeah, I definitely want to. I like to practice every night. I go home after work, and I get on my computer for like 5 hours. I get 5 hours of sleep, go to work for 8 hours, go home, you know, pop on the computer for another five. So
that's hardcore, man.
Yeah, it's pretty tough. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, good players out there. I'm not going to just, like, put myself out there on the podium and then, you know, get triumphed.
What's your gamer tag again?
Be DJ Gookie. But a lot of people know me. Fatality knows me a little bit.
We've actually, PodTech, we actually interviewed him at E3.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I try to talk to him on IRC. The guy's always busy, so, you know, I let him have his business time. But, Let's see, I went to CPL, QuakeCon. QuakeCon, I played Rocket Boy. I got dominated on Rocket Boy. He's just, that guy is crazy quick. But it was an awesome experience, and that's what makes me keep going.
That's what makes you get better as well, yeah. You know, playing the top guys.
Yeah, you
know?
Have to play the top people in order to get better.
Right.
Otherwise, you know, you just play people. You might beat them, but then, you know, you just might get lazy. You just got to stay on top of the ball.
Right.
So,
where do you see PC gaming heading? I mean, with this new technology that's coming out, it's so fast.
Yeah. Oh, I don't even know where to start.
I mean, can it get any better?
I don't, not unless you know, NVIDIA maybe takes like the CPU and throws it in the GPU with it. Like, that's the motherboard. It's just the card itself. So I don't know where it goes. They're almost there. The physics card came out. It just, you know, gamers need to get that. More games need to use the physics, and then, you know, the physics card and the 8800 together, Windows Vista. I don't know where it'd go. I'm completely stumped. So.
We'll find out soon enough, right?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Throw us your website. Give us your website.
Our website for our clan, www.exg-clan.com.
Okay, and so, your gamer tag for all those gamers listening.
Yeah, my name is DJ Gookie. That's my gamer name, so see me on the internet.
All right, DJ Gookie, appreciate the time. Thanks
a lot
for the podcast. We're here at NVIDIA's GeForce LAN party. Once again, thanks a lot for the time.
Oh, thank you.
All right.